We've been talking about change all year. Amen. Anybody changed any yet? I mean, we're almost 8 months into it. Has God done anything in you that's different? You feel different. It looks different. You know, you're acting different. You're believing different. Because that's the purpose, right? Because God wants to take us from glory to glory to glory. And in Corinthians, he talks about how that when we go before the Word, the mirror of the Word, we're changed from glory to glory to glory to glory, right? And here's what I want, is I want to change because I want to look more like Jesus. I want to talk more like Jesus. I definitely want to act more like Jesus, right? But Jesus isn't and wasn't the what he's portrayed to be oftentimes in today's culture. Jesus wasn't, oh, I just love everybody. Everybody's okay. Jesus called people dogs. He called this poor woman who was just coming up to get healing for her daughter. He says, is it right to give the children's bread to dogs? And he was trying to get to people's hearts. Even to the Pharisees, he would say, you brood of vipers. That wouldn't be popular today, right? right? But that was Jesus. Why? Because he was trying to shock them into hearing what he was saying. And sometimes if you don't act in a way that is honest, right, you're not going to get the point across. So in all of that, I'm saying this, is that even this month we're talking about change, but we're talking about help for change. And when I say that, I mean you need to help me and I need to help you. Let me say that again. We're in a body, and you need to help me, and I need to help you. Part of my assignment is up here doing what I'm doing right now. And I pray, and I believe, and I know that the anointing is upon me to speak the word. But I also believe and pray and know that the anointing is upon you to hear the word. And it's the word that's heard, Jesus said, that bears fruit. Amen? So go with me to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. It says, now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country and from your family and from the father's house to a land which I will show to you. Watch this. That's everybody who's ever been saved right there. Everybody that's been saved, God said, listen, I need you to repent. In other words, quit going the way you're going. And you need to come out from who you are, where you were, and come into me because I'm going to show you the way I want you to live. All of us are that way. Before I was saved, I might have been an okay guy. I might have been, as far as the world standards, better than some, not as good as others. But none of us match up to him, right? And he's our standard. But watch this. He said, get out of your country, or come out. And in the New Testament, Paul said it this way, come out from among them and be separate. Now watch this. Why? Why do we need to do this? Well, because if you're acting just like everybody else, then what good does it do for them to follow you? But if you're different, you'll stand out, and if you're in God's will, it will point them to him. Amen? But watch this. Okay, that's not even the point that I wanted to get to. Verse 2, he said, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you. That's awesome, isn't it? How many like to be blessed? How many don't like to be blessed? Some of you don't like anything. But I love to be blessed. And blessed means to be content. Blessed means to have a satisfied heart, a satisfied soul. But blessed means that you have so much that you have a reserve. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. We're to make His name great. But watch this. And you shall be a blessing. Look at verse 3 because it's interesting. It says, and I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. God always blesses us to be a blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
But without the blessing, we can't be a blessing. In other words, without us receiving the grace that God has given to us, we don't have anything in our spiritual bank account to give out. But I will tell you that everything that God has put in your heart to do is not so that you can have a name that's glorified. It's so that His name can be glorified in you and that others can see Him through you. Come on. He's worthy to be praised, but He's blessed you to be a blessing. Everything. I believe that God delights, the Word says, He delights in the prosperity of His servants. God likes blessing you.
Thank you, Lord.
Some people get upset with the word prosperity because it's not saying God loves everybody to be super duper wealthy. That's not exactly what He's saying. Here's what He's saying. He's saying God wants everybody to be in a place where their needs are met and they're able to give to somebody else. That's prosperity. Yes. Prosperity is not what I have. Prosperity is what I can give away.
Woo!
Prosperity, if I don't have love, I can't give love. Right? If I don't have peace, I can't give peace. God wants us to know that we're blessed so that we can be a blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me. Look at this. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Really familiar verses, but listen in light of what we're saying today. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And while you're turning there, I'm going to read one verse, and we're going to speak on this much later next month. But in chapter 9 and verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. And God is able to make all grace. What's grace? Grace, and I love this definition, is nothing more than God's gift. God's gift. God can give you what He wants to give you in such a way that it's an abundance that you're able to give to every good work. In other words, He wants you to be blessed so that you can be a blessing. But watch this. Listen to this progression of our life in Christ. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, anybody in Christ today, anybody, Jesus is your Lord, come on, He's your Savior, right? Come on, watch this. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Isn't that awesome? You know a verse that I love and I count on? His mercy is new every morning. I might have messed up yesterday, but I can get up in the morning and say, His mercy is new. I can start all over because of His grace upon me. Isn't that good? How many messed up yesterday? Don't raise your hand. Don't look at your husband. Watch this. But watch this. Watch this. His mercy is new every morning. So it doesn't matter how many times I fall down, it's how many times I get back up.
Yes.
Right? Now watch this. This is so good. This is so, so good. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And now all things are of God. Speaking of us, all things, all the new creation is of God. All of us are of God. Did you know that you're of God? When I got born again, I became part of His family. I became part of His tribe. I became part of His inner circle. I am of God, but it's not based on what I do. It's not based on a religious set of rules. I am of God because I believe that Jesus paid the price for my sins, and I've received Him as my sacrificial lamb. I'm of God. Watch this. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. The ministry of reconciliation. Oftentimes, we look at ministry in the modern era, and we look at ministry from, well, this is this man's ministry, or this is, and we think of big ministries, and I'm not going to name names, but this is this ministry, and that's that ministry, and this is this ministry. And I praise God for everybody's gifts, right? But the word ministry here means service, or area of service. So watch this. He's given us an area of service to proclaim reconciliation. Reconciliation. Have you ever had a relationship that maybe went south? And you know, things happened, things were said. But then after the steam, and it might have taken years, but the steam all, and you figured out, you know, that didn't really matter that much. They're more valuable to me than my feelings that got hurt 20 years ago. And so I'm going to lay that aside. I'm going to make contact with them, and I'm just going to ask, you know, that we could be reconciled, or that relationship could come back into union. That's exactly what God did when Adam fell. Even at the beginning, He said, man, I've got a plan. And the seed of a woman is going to crush Satan's head, but I'm going to bring that reconciliation. And so when Jesus died on the cross, He paved the path so that we could be reconciled to God. Woo-hoo. Now, in our earthly life, and sometimes this is warranted, yeah, we can be reconciled and we can have a relationship, but I don't trust you completely. You know, burn me once, shame on you. Burn me twice, shame on me, right? We're going to walk this reconciliation out a little bit. But that's not the case with God. Why? Because every one of our sins was placed on Jesus, so we were actually on the cross with Him. But then when He was raised from the dead, we were raised with Him, so we're in Jesus. And so therefore the reconciliation is complete. I am right with God. I don't always do everything right. Don't ask for Anita. But I don't always do everything right. But that does not disrupt my relationship in the body of Christ. I am reconciled to God. Now watch this. Why am I saying this? Because we're blessed to be a blessing. Everything that we do in service to God, and I'm not talking about just church. Did you know that you're supposed to serve God 24/7? You can serve God in the dentist chair. Well, that's a pleasant thought, isn't it? A root canal, right? I can serve God in the den. Yes, you can. By having the peace of God in your heart and letting that shine through you. Because why? You're a servant of the message of reconciliation. We're blessed to be a blessing. I've said this before, And I think it's true. My plan would have been, person gets saved, I kill them immediately, take them to heaven, and then we don't have to worry about all the other stuff. That would have been my plan. I think that's a good plan. Some days I wish he would have done that for me, but not really. But watch this. It's like that's not his plan. His plan is, I want to bless you so much, and I want to change you so much that you're going to be evidence of the plan of reconciliation. That your life will reflect a changed life. Yes. Come on. Woo! I am not the same man that I was before I got saved. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I've absolutely been transformed, and over the years, it's been growing and growing and growing and growing. Why? Because the grace that God gave to save me, and I accepted as faith, He's continuing to expand on. But the whole purpose of that is for me to be an example of what God can do through a man who didn't deserve it, who man's not qualified to do anything. A person who just has no ability to do anything for the kingdom of God outside of the grace of God. But brothers and sisters, we're not outside of the grace of God. I've been blessed by the grace of God, but the grace of God that I've been blessed by, I'm not just to hoard up in myself. I'm to get up every day and say, Lord, what's my assignment today? How can I bless somebody else? How can I point somebody else to Jesus? I found that I can do that in airports. I found that I can do that on the golf course. I found that I can do that here. I found that I can do that in my home. Why? What? What do you mean? I try to love Renita as Jesus loved the church. Why? Because that's my ministry of reconciliation. We're blessed to be a blessing. But first of all, we have to believe that. Second of all, we have to walk like that's true. In other words, I have the power of God available to me to be changed into His image. Why? So that others can say, hey, if God can do that for Bruce, maybe God can do that for me. I am an example of what reconciliation means, and so are you. Amen. Is that good? That's good. And we're already blessed with it. Hallelujah. Verse 20. I love this verse. Now then, you are. Come on, you're sitting in this room. You are. If Jesus is the Lord of your life, if you're born again Christian, if you love God with all of your heart, then you are an ambassador for Christ. An ambassador for Christ. An ambassador for the message of the Messiah. Whew, that's exciting to me. God, you'll use me to touch somebody else? Absolutely. Absolutely. It doesn't mean I have a euphoric feeling 24/7. It doesn't mean that I have the anointing. I'm walking on a cloud all the time. But if all put myself in a position to humble myself before God and say, God, what you said is true. So today, I'm your ambassador. Think about an ambassador for the United States. Say they're over in Lebanon, great place to be right now, over in Lebanon. Every time they walk out of the door on the streets of Beirut, they're the ambassador. And when they speak, they're speaking the message from the country. Are you with me? Every time we step out of our door, every time we get out of bed, we're to be ambassadors for Christ, serving from how we've been blessed. I need you to know right now, I need you to know and understand, and yet it's something that's growing, that you are loved by God. That God loves, Jesus really, 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 really loves you. Why? Because unless you know that, you can't act as His ambassador from the standpoint of confidence. But when you know that 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 you know. I heard it this way. I thought it is really awesome. I was listening to this morning, as a matter of fact, and the preacher said this: as long as you're living a religious life based on rules and regulations and do's and don'ts, your life will end in misery. Because that's not what Jesus died to give us. You know what He died to give us? A love affair with the Father. He died to give us a love affair with the Father. Renita and I have been married a few years. Amen. A few years. And it's so awesome. It's so awesome. But watch this. Watch this. I love her today more than I loved her when we first got married. But that doesn't mean I've always been the perfect person to her. Right? But love's not based necessarily on what I've done or what I haven't done. It's my heart toward her and her heart toward me. And I love this verse. If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to children, how much more will your Father give good gifts to you? You see, when we experience the gifting that God has given us by His grace, then we can turn around and hand that to somebody else. I love you. Why? Because I'm loved. Because I am His ambassador. Watch this. Now then, we are His ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. Pleading through us. And this kind of has the picture of preaching. But I think it was St. Francis years and years ago. He said we should display or preach the gospel to all creatures. And when absolutely necessary, use words. We should preach the gospel to all creatures, but when absolutely necessary, then use words. In other words, the life that we have and the life that we're living should be the example that preaches the message of reconciliation to the world. Because God wants to, I love this, as though God were pleading through us to implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. What does that look like? Just imagine God up in heaven going, I know you're struggling. Man, I know you're addicted to this, and I know this, and I know you're angry, and I know you've been hurt. And I know, you know, the devil's just beating you up. But I got to tell you, I've already paid for the price for you to be set free. Right? I've already sent Jesus to the cross. I've already paid for you to be delivered out of Satan's darkness and brought into the light. I've already done that.
Thank you, Lord.
Come. Come. Come on. Come. Come on. Come. Come to me. Come to me. With our heart, right, we're the ambassadors of that message. Because we've been blessed to be a blessing. I am convinced, and I'm not saying I do this 24/7 because sometimes I just fall and fail and forget and I'm so full of myself that I don't think about it. But I'm convinced that I can display Jesus in that checkout line at the grocery store. You know the one I'm talking about, the one you always get in that you think is going to move fast, but the lady at the front has some things that she goes, "Oh, I don't like this one. Could you go get me another one?" And you're delayed. You go, but if we're really aware that we're blessed to be a blessing, God, I just believe in the midst of the circumstances, you can use me. And just a smile, just a, you know. How many checkout lines have we been through? And we don't even look at the name tag on the person that's checking us out. And we definitely don't make eye contact with them. We definitely don't. And I'm not saying you have to preach the gospel to them, but I'm saying that you can smile at them and you can say, "Listen, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you helping me." What I'm saying is that we have to begin to have an attitude that I've been blessed to be a blessing. And everywhere I go, I have the potential to be the instrument that God uses to reconcile somebody who's away from God to God. Who? You. Who? You. Who? You. Come on. You. 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 Amen. Amen. So good. It's so good. I've got so much more to preach. I'll just preach it next week. Maybe. Because God always interrupts me. But I want to tell you that what we need to do is say, "God, what have you blessed me to do? How have you blessed me to serve?" It's like Sharon was speaking earlier. You know, are you, you know, a singer, or are you, you know, the greeter out front, or are you a mother? Are you a friend? Whatever you are, whoever God brings to you, listen to me, whoever God puts you in the midst of, that's who you're called to. I said, that's who you're called to.
Yes, amen.
And you can trust God that He'll use you in that area. Right? Glory to God. And God wants to use all of us together in such a way,
yes,
that we're advancing the kingdom of God. Right? We're advancing the kingdom of God. And I'm not going to go even to those other scriptures. I'll do that next week. But listen to me. We're here, and most of us are older. I didn't say old, but more mature. But watch this. There are a lot of kids that we've had, or that you know, were once in church with us because we made them come every week, that aren't here. That doesn't mean that everything that we poured into them was for naught. Because the Word went into them. We have to become absolutely convinced that I am blessed to be a blessing to the generations that followed me. I'm old enough now where it's not just a generation. It's two or three. Right? It's two or three. But everyone, I just am simple enough to believe this. Everyone that God gave me the opportunity to be a minister of reconciliation, they are still reaping the seed that was sown into their hearts. And they may not be walking in the light of it. Heck, I don't walk in the light of every seed that I've ever been given. But I'm telling you that we need to start believing them and start praying for them. And not from the set, boy, I wish they'd quit doing that. I wish they'd quit doing that. Man, they're drinking too much. They're doing too many drugs. They're caught in all of the... Stop all of that. Because God's will for them is to be reconciled.
Yes.
You know? God, I'm going to pray for them. And of course, I'm going to pray against Satan's influence over them. But really, Lord, what I really want to pray for them is that you would send a laborer that could be that ministry of reconciliation into their heart that would draw them back to you. Not to me. And not for my validation. But because you love them and you want them drawn back. Here's what I'm saying. We need to start seeing ourselves as blessed. Not just to say, I'm on my way to heaven and the going just gets better every day. It does. But watch this. I'm on my way to heaven and I want to take as many with me as I can.
Yeah.
Right? Come on. I don't know where your views are on the rapture, and it doesn't really matter, but I just remember back in the day thinking, you know, if Jesus came tonight and we were raptured, I'm going to grab two of my best friends, one in each arm, and we're going to get up a couple thousand feet. I'm going to say, now, do you want Jesus? Come on, now! Now! Come on, now is the time for us to understand that we are in the service of the Most High God. And He's blessed us with His love, with His peace, with His joy, so that we could turn around and bless somebody else. Amen? Y'all get something this morning? Hallelujah. We'll continue it next week. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word this morning. I thank you, Lord, even as the kids came up and testified. They're not really even kids anymore. They're young people, Lord, that are starting their journeys, Father, in many ways. And we just ask you, God, to just bless them and touch them. But, Lord, we want to be who you want us to be. It looks sometimes, Lord, like it's an impossible situation that we're in because darkness is getting so dark and so far away from you and the ideas. But God, your love can dispel all of that. We believe, Father, that you've blessed us to make an impact on the people that you send to us. And so, Father, we just thank you this morning for your love and your care over us. If you're watching online and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, it's not a formula. It's not a certain prayer necessarily. But the Bible does say that if you believe in your heart and confess that Jesus is Lord and that God has raised him from the dead, that you'd be separated and brought back to that reconciliation. So this morning, just cry out to God and say, Lord, I know I've blown it. I know I'm a sinner, but if you love me, Lord, show me. And if Jesus is the Messiah, then I want him. I'll take Jesus as my Messiah. If you do that, God will touch you. Father, bless all of those that are watching online. Father, if there's any needs that they have emotionally, spiritually, physically, financially, I just thank for your glory going into the room where they are. Give them answers, Father. Give them finances, Father. Show them your love. Heal their bodies. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Thanks for watching. God bless you. Amen. If I could have the worship team come on up. We're going to worship as we do every week going away. But let this message be in your heart today. Let this message resonate in you today. And then ask God, how that will affect you tomorrow. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. God is good. If you need prayer for anything, there'll be people up here to pray for you, pray with you. Glory to God. We believe that He's the same today as He was yesterday. If He healed people yesterday, He'll heal them today. If He'll fill people with the Holy Ghost yesterday, He'll do it today. If He needed deliverance, He's here to do that. So thank you for joining us. Glory to God. Let's worship Him.
Come and lay it on. 'cause it might be today. The time is right now. There's no need to wait. Your past will be washed by the river of grace. Isn't home. Come, Jesus, come.